here's a story from The World.
Japan often seems like it lives in a future the rest of us have yet to discover. It's a country on the cutting edge of technology, of medicine, and yet its vaccine rollout has been pretty grim. Only 4% of the population is vaccinated at this point. Consider that next month Japan will be welcoming athletes from across the globe for the Tokyo Olympics. So what happened? The World's Patrick Wynn joins us to explain. How did Japan miss the mark this badly, Patrick?
Yeah, it does defy expectations, doesn't it? There's several reasons, Marco, but here's the big one. Japan's government likes to do things its own way. So from the start, officials wanted Japan's pharmaceutical sector to make their own Japanese vaccines for Japanese people. But all those vaccines are still in testing, and they might not be ready until next year. So that brings them to bringing in outside vaccines. But Japan's bureaucracy is both slow and very demanding when it comes to foreign vaccines, even with something like Pfizer. The system demands clinical trials are conducted in Japan. They won't just say, oh, we trust your clinical trial data. They want to replicate it in Japan. So only recently has the government realized that this is a disaster, gone into panic mode and said, you know, we need Pfizer fast. We need Moderna. We need AstraZeneca. But it took them so long to get those approved for use in Japan that now they're stuck way behind in the supply queue, and they have to wait behind other countries in line.
Is the Japanese public demanding vaccines? I mean, has there been outrage?
Well, yeah, there's been outrage because the Olympics are coming and 80,000 foreigners are coming. There are a lot of Japanese people who are not happy at all. More than 80% don't want the Olympics to happen, according to one poll. And even Olympics officials are being widely criticized. Very sadly, last week, one senior Olympic official committed suicide. And no one's directly attributing that to the turmoil surrounding the Olympics per se, but it certainly intensifies all the stress that the organizers are under. Even the government's top medical advisor, Shigeru Omi, who's sort of like the Dr. Fauci of Japan, he has expressed his doubts about even holding the games next month. He's saying, look, we're under a state of emergency in Tokyo. We probably shouldn't hold an Olympics under a state of emergency, even though that's probably what's going to happen.
Is there any chance, Patrick, the vaccinations could ramp up before the Olympics start?
Ramp up, yes. Enough to get herd immunity, no. So this is a real big problem, especially since a third of Japan's population is older than 65 and thus more vulnerable. The bureaucracy is speeding up, but it's not speeding up fast enough. It's still pretty rigid. In the U.S., you know, you can get vaccinated at a CVS or a grocery store. In Japan, you have to go to a hospital. You can't just do it in a parking lot. So they have all these rules that are slowing things down. It's really not a great situation, and you know, all the government can do now at the Olympics is do a lot of testing of athletes, all 80,000 of them, try to limit spectators, try to maintain NBA-style bubbles. But bottom line, what should be a really joyous occasion, the Olympics, is stirring up a lot of anger among the Japanese public.
Yeah, and if there is an outbreak at the Olympics, that'll completely change the narrative in Japan and really impossible to say what would happen next.
Absolutely.
The World's Asia correspondent, Patrick Wynn, thanks very much for unpacking this.
Thanks, Marco.